SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. U.S. Central Command says it will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports on Monday at 10 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. in Iran. CENTCOM said the blockade would be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations, but it will allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump wants to weaken Iran's strategic leverage in the war after demanding that it reopen the strait to all global shipping. He told the Navy to intercept vessels paying tolls to Iran. The two-week ceasefire remains in doubt, and Pakistan says it will seek more dialogue. Senator Tom Cotton says most Americans support the U.S. mission in Iran.
What we see in Arkansas is very strong support for the president. Even people, who maybe not be ultra-MAGA, you might say, still recognize that Iran has been terrorizing the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
Senator Cotton, an Arkansas Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. There is an investigation into sexual assault allegations against Congressman Eric Swalwell, who is running for California governor.
First, there were the allegations of sexual assault against Representative Eric Swalwell by several women, including one who worked for him. Then there were the calls for the Democrat to drop out of the California governor's race. Now the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating after one of the alleged assaults reportedly took place in New York City while Swalwell was in town from California. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting a woman who worked for the congressman said he sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. She told the newspaper she did not go to the police because she was afraid she would not be believed. Swalwell took to his X account Friday to deny the allegations. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Most Americans support gay marriage.
The numbers aren't as high as they were before, but they are still significant. 65% of respondents to a Public Religion Research Institute poll say they believe homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 83% of Democrats feel this way, but only 49% of Republicans do. PRRI adds that, quote, the only states without majority support for same-sex marriage are Mississippi and Arkansas. The highest support is in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Education Department says it has terminated Biden-era agreements reached with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. The decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use preferred pronouns. This is SRN News. It appears San Francisco may have solved its crime problem. Correspondent John Scott reports.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chasa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
Crime rates have dropped sharply, car break-ins down 85%, and homicides at the lowest level since 1954. The NFL is facing increased scrutiny from the federal government over the league's moves to put more games on streaming services. The Justice Department is investigating the NFL for potential anti-competitive practices. A government official said the investigation is about affordability for consumers. More at SRNNews.com.